Has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So came out
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Show featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer. What's the story this week? Am I fucking your woman? I'm fucked up on an oxy pill.
I was born on a mountain, not far from Tennessee. Growing up being dirt poor, not having anyone there for me. I turned 18 and I skipped town to the call of the wild. Guess my mom was right. I must have been one bad as a redneck rebel child. The southern skies are calling me, telling me, son, just come back home. And when I see them southern skies, you know I'll never.
What's up, everyone? It is Bill. You are tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 666. We are live on Music from the 412 and a whole bunch of social media, including First Angel Media, Build the Scene, XRP Radio, which coincidentally are some of the stations that the show does air on. We are on XRP Radio in the Highlands of Scotland. We are on Oldies XL in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We are on Music from the 412, both the radio and the TV side. That's Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Rudery Radio on the beaches of San Diego, California. It's Ocean Beach, San Diego, California. We're in Mega Rock Radio Land and 107.1 FM, which is St. Louis, Missouri. And lastly, Build a Scene Radio here in Leechburg, Pennsylvania. And with me on episode number 666 is Utah Burgess. What's up, Utah?
How's it going, Bill?
Not too bad. So Utah is from everywhere. Shady Lady. What do you, Shady Lady Productions, Shady Lady Studio, Shady Lady Records?
It's Shady Lady Studio Productions and Records, but it's basically Shady Lady Studio is the umbrella. It's, you know, it's the corporation, the legal entity, and under it is a couple of DBAs, Shady Lady Records and Shady Lady Productions.
And speaking of Shady Lady Records, we're going to get into that in just a moment. But the first song that we played tonight was Bum, Bruce, Utah, and Marty. And it was a Witch Finder, which was clearly a live show.
Yeah.
Where was that? Where did that take place at?
That was recorded at Peter B's, right here in Sarver, Pennsylvania.
Big Red Barn.
I'm located at it here in Shady Lady Saloon. So, yeah, missing that place. It was a fantastic live music venue. Fantastic.
I used to hate that one pole, though.
Yeah, they did have the pole, but that barn was built in the 1860s or 70s or something. But it just, man, did it sound good. And we had so much fun there. That recording you have there, that was maybe mid-2000s or somewhere around there. That's Matt Ferrani at the end of the song yelling at everybody, calling us the butt ugly men. So good times. I love that band. That was so much fun. Had a lot of fun with them.
I remember the first time I saw you guys get up and change positions and play different instruments. I was like, whoa, yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah, that was something that a lot of people didn't do. We did. We'd all switch around and play different instruments. We all sang and we tried to do, you know, the cover stuff. We tried to do those songs that everybody knew that nobody else was playing, though. Those B-sides or whatever you want to call it. Just the one song that was one cut deeper. So it was a good time. A lot of fun.
So I mentioned we were going to talk about Shady Lady Records. So the theme throughout the night, music-wise, on the radio podcast side, is going to be bands that have been on Shady Lady Records, or bands that you're in, which clearly. So the second song that we heard before we came live was Rockabilly Junction, Southern Skies. And I love that one. I love Six Pack to Stay. That was a good album, EP. Was it like 8 tracks, I think?
Yeah, something around there. That was a good band. I mean, they were huge in this area. They could pack Peter B's on their own half the time. It was, and yeah, a lot of fun back in them days. It really was. So that was the, I guess, second release on Shady Lady Records.
And we're gonna hear some more music from Shady Lady Records a little bit later. But let's talk about your booking. Where are you booking? I know you have a couple locations.
We do some local bookings. The 11th Frame in Butler is doing the local live music series, and that's really, really doing well. Been doing that there for now maybe 2.5 years or so. Really good time every first and third Saturday of the month. And it's free to attend. And shows run from 9 to midnight or 8 to 11, depending on the time of year. And then we've been doing acoustic Thirsty Thursday acoustic nights at Liberty Corner Tavern in Freeport, which has done really well as well. That's been going strong since we kind of got out of COVID. We actually started it prior to COVID and, of course, got shut down. But it's come back strong. And then recently we picked up Lily's at River Forest Country Club, also in Freeport. And that's really going good as well. So some opportunities for acoustic musicians and full bands as well. And then, you know, we do We book for just various other community events or other private events. We do the concerts for the Big Butler Fair. And, of course, our flagship show is the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival.
Which you just released the lineup for, correct?
Yes. Yeah. You can check that out at thebandjam.com. And then we also manage the Freeport Event Center now also. We've been doing that for a little over a year. So we moved some of the stuff that we used to do at Peter B's into that. So like the Southern Fried Rock Show, which has been going for, I don't know, this is either our 17th or 18th year, I forget. But so that's nice. We have a 400-seat auditorium. You know, it's an old high school, junior high school. It was built in 1923. It sounds beautiful. It's a great sounding room. And then we have about a 200-person cap, the cafeteria, which we use as a hall for whatever. Our second Sunday socials, and we've done comedy shows and all kinds of events in there.
Since you brought up second Sunday socials, you want to give a little information on what that is?
Yeah. We like doing stuff for the community, but we also want to get the word out about the event center, that it's available for booking. It's available for people to come and use. So we started that up as just a way for the community to come together and hang out on a Sunday afternoon. So every second Sunday. And we've Connie Creek Brewing joined forces with us. They typically supply the food and some of their craft beverages for the event. And it's also an open stage. So we provide, you know, bass rig and a drum set, and musicians can come in and play for that open stage. It runs from noon to five every second Sunday. So we've had people from 16 years old to 70 years old all jamming together in the cafeteria, and it's really cool.
I saw that you did Easter dinner there yesterday.
Yeah, we did. So many – I just put the word out there, and I was just blown away by how many people stepped up and donated and helped to make that possible. So we were able to provide a free dinner on Easter, and we had some acoustic music and – just, it was a beautiful day.
So we're going to play James Levere, the Good Kind, next. You want to tell me a little bit about him as an artist, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, he's been around a long time. He's from like the Apollo area, and you probably know him from Folk Hammer. But yeah, he's been around a good bit. He had a bunch of songs that he's written, and he just approached me about helping him getting them recorded. And so we've been able to cut two of them so far, get them down. And we've just brought in like members of Noble Hops or some other area musicians to make it happen. So on the Good Kind, that's Zach Revito, who's from Zach Revito on the Rust Belt Rhythm, Dinner Bell Road, and plays guitar in one version of the Noble Hops. So he's on guitar there. And Chris Compton. If you don't know who Chris Compton is, I don't know what's up with you, but a great drummer. And he's one of the versions of Noble Hops drummer as well. And Ben Mainhart on the fiddle, and I'm playing bass. And then Jim is singing the vocals.
Cool.
And I'll add this. We recorded it at the Leaning Studio of Green with Chris Rudog Ruane. So he's got a hell of a studio here in Sarver, Pennsylvania, and that's what we've been using.
And the other song we're going to play is Cage I Deny, which is another one that goes back a few years.
Yeah, that was the third release on Shady Lady Records. It's one of the projects I'm most proud of being involved with. I think it was just from the beginning to end, it's just a top-notch product. And I think that came out around 2010, you know. Sadly, you know, we lost Wally, a year and a half or so ago. And I remember talking to Mikey Pallone, and he said, you know, I pulled that back out, and he said, it still stands up. And I just really thought that was cool, because those guys did a great job on that CD. I think the songwriting, the musicianship, and you know, and hearing how Wally sang in those days with Cage, and how he sang with Skell is
so much different.
Yeah. But I mean, Wally was one of the best, if not the best frontman in this area, in my opinion, for a band.
So that's, we're going to take a break. We're going to listen to James LeVere, The Good Kind, and The Mo Show. I said the wrong song. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to, I'm going to switch it up and I am going to play Cage I Deny. I just need you to remind me that I did that.
Oh, okay. Hey, you're running this show, Bill.
I know.
Not me.
All right. So we're going to take that break. We're going to listen to James LeVere and Cage. And we'll be back.
There ain't a day goes by when I don't thank the Lord for what I got. Satisfied with everything I have and all that I have not. I guess that I've been blessed, I passed the test. I know my love is true. Well, that's why I don't understand the need to look on back at you. Kid, I got no excuses, oh, my life's been going fine. But sometimes I can't help myself forgiving what was mine. 'Cause late at night when the moon is on, shining down like your favorite love song, you and me in the backseat preaching the only gospel we believe in. Now and then when I feel the pain in my heart like the driving rain, I tell myself, boy, don't pay no mind. Well, it might be pain, oh, but it's the good kind. The rain of day goes by when I don't try to do the best I can. I'll be that ever faithful loving soul, a true one woman man. There's nothing in this world that I believe could lead this boy astray. That's why when this feeling comes around, I don't know what to say. Kid, I got no excuses, oh, my life's been going fine. But sometimes I can't help myself remembering what was mine. 'Cause late at night when the moon is on, shining down like your favorite love song, you and me in the backseat preaching the only gospel we believed in. Now and then when I feel the pain hit my heart like the driving rain, I tell myself, boy, don't pay no mind. Well, it might be pain, oh, but it's the good kind. Lordy, it's the good kind. I never thought I'd find myself a better kind of pain, where I just shake my head and crack a smile. Late at night when the moon is on, shining down like your favorite love song, you and me in the backseat preaching to the heavens we were reaching. Now and then when I feel the pain hit my heart like the driving rain, I tell myself, now boy, don't pay no mind. Well, it might be pain, but it's the good kind. Oh, it's the good kind.
It's the good kind.
So that's how that works.
There you go. I know that name.
Yes. I think he does the big concert list.
Yeah. Well, I think he's like a promoter and stuff down south or somewhere down that way, I believe. Does that sound right? I might be wrong, but I think that's what it is.
All right. So when I told you that I was going to do that tonight, you brought up something and I'm going to put you on the spot now. You said, I would have known because I would have, and now I'm going to let you talk.
Oh, well, I mean, I would have put together a ticket package. I still will. We'll put something together, maybe a summer ticket package with some tickets to Fostering the Music Summer Shindig in June and maybe the concerts for the Big Butler Fair and the Banjam Grassroots Music Festival. So I'll make that happen for sure.
Very cool. And so you'll want to pay attention to the PA Rock Show and Music from 412 for information on when you can sign up for that and when it'll be given away. And thank you for that. That's awesome. All right. So I jumped, mixed the songs up. So that's going to mix everything up. So.
Oh, well. It's Monday. It's 9:30 or whatever time it is.
That's true.
I was on my way to bed and all of a sudden, you got an interview tonight. I'm like, well, I better crack a beer then.
So Shady Lady, I remember a time that I didn't know that name, but it wasn't for very long in the amount of time I've known you. When was your official start date?
It's kind of been around for decades in some name, but it was 2005 when I finally said, well, I guess I better start paying taxes and stuff like that, you know, become an adult with the company.
The Banjam. Hmm? Why don't you give us some details on that show for me?
Yeah. I mean, it's something we did, years and years and years ago. And, I kind of put it aside and then, started working with the Rock Station 97.7 out of Butler. And approached them about doing a local live music show. And so we started that on July 1st, 2012. And I was like, man, we got to bring the Banjam back and maybe do, you know, give a live spotlight on what we talk about every Sunday night. And so we did the first one of those in 2013. And it's been going strong. We have it at Cooper's Lake Campground, which is just a beautiful facility. It's 450 acres, all kinds of camping space. There's a lake you can fish and canoe. Kids can run wild. And we put on a music festival there. And
there's showers, there's running water, there's Wi-Fi, there's a store.
Their facilities are fantastic, aren't they? I mean, it's an incredible place. If you don't want to camp, you don't have to. You can come and go as you please. We just charge one admission price for the weekend, and that is $25 in advance. That's it. Kids 17 and under are free. So if you know you're a couple with some kids, for $50 you can enjoy an entire weekend of music. And then a couple years ago we started a singer songwriter in the round on the Thursday before the weekend, and that's free. We just wanted people to come out and check out what we're doing, check out the grounds, check out the venue. And hopefully you'll want to come back. And that thing has blown up so much that it's just now part of the festival. So we just love doing that. And so many people roll in, you know, to camp anyway, a night early. So it gives them a couple hours of, you know, cool music in the evening before the festival proper starts. And yeah, we have people rolling in from all across the country for this. So it's pretty neat. And, you know, we've been going, I think we just recorded episode number 561. So, you know, we're 10 years strong on the Grassroots Show, which I encourage you to watch listen to on the Rock Station 97.7, 977rocks.com every Sunday night at 7, myself and the incredible Mr. Bob Cupp, our host of the show. And we just to kind of do what you've been doing too, Bill. We talk to local musicians, local music-related businesses, promoters, venues, and try and get the word out about what an incredible scene we have here.
I almost threw back and what an incredible scene we had.
Well, it is. You know, we were the episode coming up, our next episode, we're going to discuss that. There was an article that came out in the city paper talking about how this is just one of the best music scenes in the country. It, just because it's not Nashville, Los Angeles, you know, any of the big areas. It was a really cool article. And it was like, there's some validation coming from an outside voice, you know, somebody who's toured the country and lived in all these different cities. And it was really neat to read because we have something very, very special here.
I read part of that article before it blocked it on me and told me I had to pay them.
Oh, well, I'll send you the free link.
That happens to me occasionally. Yeah. So if a band wanted to get involved with having their music played on the grassroots and eventually making their way to the stage on the for the to attempt to win the Grassy Award, which what steps are they should they expect?
Well, I mean, you can hit us up at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com, or you can email me directly, or mail in your material, your physical CD and bio information to Butler Radio Network, Attention Grassroots, 252 Pillow Street, Butler, PA 16001. But please tell us something about you, because so often we get stuff from bands. It's just cryptic. We don't even know what you're talking about, who you are. We have to try and put it together. We're busy. And so usually that goes to the bottom of the stack. So help yourself out.
On that note, when you're filling out the submission for the Pennsylvania Rock Show, there's a lot of questions. Please answer all of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's reasons why. I mean, we actually had somebody drop off a CD one time with nothing. It was just a CD, you know, it was a Maxell CD and it said CD-R. So we just had fun with that. This is the band Maxell and their song CD-R, because we knew nothing. It was hilarious. Help yourself. Because there's people like you and people like us, people like Music from the 412. There's a lot of people out there that are doing a lot of work to help, you know, put a spotlight on this music scene. And, you know, we ain't making any money doing it, Bill. You know that. And it's a lot of work. So help yourself, or, you know, take some initiative and some effort. And of course the bands that do that, they're easy to work with. They're already on top of their game. They have their stuff together. I mean, those are the ones that you know, that grab your attention anyway. So it's like, yeah, that's who we want to work with.
On that note, I'm going to give you a tip, bands, that Utah is going to shake his head yes, I guarantee you. When you're sending in MP3s, please put the metadata in them, put the song name, put the band name, put the album, put the year, because the same thing as that blank CD. We don't know what it is. Yeah, right. I may have told Rocky about 100 times in the first 13 weeks that if these bands don't start tagging their music, I'm not playing it.
Yeah. And speaking of Rocky, we just had him on the Grassroots show last night talking about how far they've come with the, you know, Music from the 412, which you're a big part of. He was our first guest this year because you guys had just launched that on New Year's Eve, I believe.
Correct.
So, you know, we had him on to tell everybody what was going on with it. And we're like, it's been 3 months, season one. Let's do a catch up with him. It's a lot of work. You could tell in talking to him, but he also was very appreciative of all the help he gets from his team. And so that was cool.
Speaking of that, thank you again. And I sent Bob a message too. All three of them, very complimentary to me last night. And I was sitting here smiling ear to ear while I was listening. So that was awesome.
It's well deserved. And you're going to be a guest on our show too in a couple of weeks. I think we have you booked here. And
I think it's the couple 30th? Episodes,
something like that.
I think it's.
I barely made it.
The recording is the 24th.
I barely made it there today myself, Bill. So that's where I'm at. I'm just behind.
But. All right, so we're going to take another short break. This time, you're going to hear the Mo Show, okay, with Rest, and After the Fall, Wasted Breath. Probably not in that order because I have it all messed up now. But it will be those two songs. You will hear Utah singing leads on the Mo Show, and we'll talk about that band when we come back. And After the Fall, Wasted Breath is another deep dive into the timeline. That was on a 2005 demo, I think.
That was actually the very first release on Shady Lady Records.
Saying a word, but I hear everything. Watch you cut each other down. Your words flow so easily. I guess I'm scared myself. Is this the way to? Such a waste of breath to me. I won't blame anyone for this. Troubles are my own. It's so hard to smile when you tell me to hold on. 'Cause I guess I'm scared myself. Is this the way to be? Everything you take for granted is such a waste of breath to me. We'll be right back.
heading down this dusty road, trying to find the rest of my soul. And I don't think I'll be back again. Debris and innocence, the things that I must have left in the no-name town to the west. No, I guess there's no rest for the wicked redhead. And all the shows I've shown, and all the things I've done to the end. What if I was a different man? Someone lesser, who might I stand? Maybe someone better. There's no rest for the wicked rest. Well, I guess there's no rest for the wicked rest. To live. What if I was a different man? Someone lesser, who might I stand? Maybe someone better will begin. Well, I guess there's no rest. Well, I guess there's no rest. Well, I guess there's no rest. Well, I guess there's no rest for the wicked. There's no rest. Well, I guess there's no rest. Well, I guess there's no rest. Well, I guess there's no rest. But for me.
I'm telling you.
You're good.
It's episode 666, Bill.
Yeah. The other thing that I thought was the last time that you had Rocky on Grassroots Show, I was also sick. So maybe that's it.
Damn you, Rocky.
So I said we were going to talk about the Mo Show. And we just played the song Wicket Rest. And I know that this is that being in this band is a big deal for you. And I'm going to let you talk about it.
Yeah, it was. If anybody remembers Mo Nelson and the Mo Nelson Band, he was a big staple of the music scene. And he's probably the band I booked more than any other band as well, because they'd even play my crappy gigs. but him and I, you know, we became friends over the years. And sadly, we lost him a couple years ago. And so we finally got to do kind of a memorial show for him in January of last year, because COVID had everything messed up. So we were able to do that, and I got together with his band. We were going to just do maybe a couple of his songs at this, and we ended up learning a whole set of his music, and we had just had such a good time doing it and realized just what a great songwriter he was. He has some really good music, and he had a really good band too. So getting to play with these guys was just, you know, obviously I would have rather not done it and had Mo here, but it was really special. So we decided to carry that through all of last year, and we did about a show a month and at different venues, and just to keep his music going. And we recorded that song, Wicked Rest. That was one of his. Put a video together for it. Hopefully it's in rotation on Music from the 412. I haven't seen it on there yet, but I hope hopefully it's in there.
And you know how I told you that you could leave after I play that exit video?
Yeah.
Don't leave, because that's the video that's playing.
Okay, well, then, all right. I get to see it on Music from the 412. Cool. And we're trying to drop another song here on April 29th, which was his birthday. And it was actually a song I wrote for him, after he passed, but recorded it with his band, and, just looking forward to getting that out here in his honor as well. But, we hung it up at the end of last year, but I'm sure we'll pop up again here and there. His music's too good. You know, we have to keep it going. And the Noble Hops does some of his music now as well. So it's, we're trying to keep his music going, keeping, letting people hear it. It was good stuff.
There was a point in time where I used to confuse Mo and Rob Keller.
Oh,
I don't know why.
I don't know why either. Speaking of Rob, I just had lunch with Rob this afternoon, him and Jay Lynn. So, oh, wait, they're going to be on the Grassroots Show this coming Sunday.
Oh, look at that. Perfect segue. 2012. So you're on like year 11
of the
Grassroots Show.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, you're right. We are. It'll be 11 in July. Yeah.
I actually remember you called me before the first episode to tell me about it.
Which, oh, did I?
You did. See, you don't remember. I thought that was the coolest thing.
Oh, yeah. No, we go way back, Bill.
I haven't even made my joke about knowing your real name. Oh, wait, I just did.
Yeah, well, I have to stick my attorneys on you. I'll tell you what, the archives I have in photos and video over the last 20 years of this scene, there's just no time to get to them. They're just, you know, you just keep accumulating it, stuffing it on a drive. But boy, I could go back and really bring out some stuff.
I was DJing on Music from 412 the last 2 days, and I went and I pointed to all the directories that I have local music in, and I was playing stuff these past 2 days. I'm like, I forgot this was even here.
Yeah.
And some of it is like, not some of it, a lot of it is great. And I was like, I need to dig this stuff back out on the show.
you played Wasted Breath. I mean, it's yes. like, Yeah, I mean, you took me back. I'm like, whoa, that's going back.
Yeah, that I almost played. I had a live version that they played here in this room, and I decided to do it off of the CD because
you told me ahead of time you were going to play a live version that we did in that room many, many years ago, and I said, no, you're not, because
we
showed up and we weren't in our best shape when we showed up that night.
All right, I'm going to ask you two more questions, and then I'm going to go ahead and get ready to play those videos so that everybody can see the Mo Show Wicked Rest, and you can see it on Music from the 412 real quick. So where would you like people to go to find out about all the things we've talked about tonight?
I would love to say to my website, but
I know that's why I asked you and I didn't say it.
Somebody built me one. I love it. And we've been unable to get it restored because, well, when you helped me get the Freeport Event Center website going. So I want to move everything Shady Lady over to the hosting service that you hook. Yeah. And we've just been having some issues with that. And so right now it just points to the bandjam.com. So if you go to shadyladystudio.com, shadyladyrecords.com, shadyladyproductions.com, shadyladysaloon, it all just points to the bandjam.com right now. But that's fine. I want you to come to the bandjam because it's a great event.
And we've talked about 97.7 a lot. And that one's easy. It's 97.7rocks.com.
Yeah.
And last question for you is, what do you have coming up next that you want to throw out at everybody real quick?
My band will be up in Erie this weekend, the 14th and the 15th, playing a couple shows, the original lineup. So, playing songs that I've written and rocking them out and looking forward to it.
That's the Noble Hops, since he didn't mention.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, the band's the Noble Hops. And something about the Noble Hops. I mean, obviously, if you know anything about what hops and Noble Hops are, we're named after beer. And, it takes a lot of different ingredients to make all the different flavors of beer and styles of beer. And Noble Hops really is that. There's a half dozen variations of the band. We can play from anything, solo, duo, trio, acoustic, to our full cover band, to the full original band. So I am fortunate that I literally play with the best musicians that I've ever known. And I'm surrounded by so much talent it makes it fun, a lot of fun. And so you never know what you're going to get with us. That's for sure. And we like it that way.
So what I'm going to leave you with on the radio podcast side is the Noble Hops. The track is the Amish Ninja, which is hilarious. Make sure you listen to the lyrics.
It's a true story.
With that said, Utah, I want to thank you for hanging out with me tonight.
Oh, thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for giving me the last three digits of my driver's license number for tonight.
See, now everyone needs to go back and listen to yesterday's Grassroots show to hear him talk about that.
977rocks.com, programs, Grassroots, and you can listen to it.
About a wookie, I just grin and laugh like I've made up with. This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.